Hello everyone, my name is Angelina Assier and I will show you the results about the LDLR receptor peptide conjugate as in vivo tool for specific targeting of pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma or PDAC. The PDAC is one of the five deadliest cancers in the world cause of a late diagnosis and a poor prognosis with low efficiency of chemotherapies. The PDAC tumor is made in part of a dense and hypoxic stroma that constrains cancer cells to reprogram their metabolism. We have previously shown that PDAC is dependent of cholesterol through the low-density lipoprotein receptor, or LDLR. So, the aim of this study was to use this receptor as a delivery route for imaging agents in PDAC. In patients, the LDLR mRNA increases with PDAC progression, and LDLR proteins are highly represented in the epithelial compartment of the tumor, contrary to pancreatitis samples. In order to target the LDLR, the company Vectorus developed a peptide which specifically targets this receptor, the VH4127 peptide. Coupled to a Fc fragment by a MIG tag and labeled with 2-alexafluor 680, we obtain a LDLR-targeting fluorescent conjugate. This conjugate binds the human and mouse LDLR by their EGF-like extracellular domain with a high affinity. In vitro, using spontaneous PDAC cells from KIC mouse model and the CRISPR-Cas9 technology, we developed LDLR wild-type and knockout cells. Thus, we were able to demonstrate that the conjugate is internalized by the pancreatic cancer cells through the LDLR, as opposed to the control conjugate, which is composed of a scrambled peptide. We have also shown that the conjugate of interest doesn't block the entry of the natural ligand LDL. In vivo, we use different mice models to study the PDAC targeting by imaging. The first one was a syngeneic PDAC obtained by a subcutaneous implantation of LDLR wild type or KO cells. 24 hours after the injection of the conjugate, we can see on the left that this one is addressed to the subcutaneous PDAC, result not obtained with the control conjugate on the right. Ex vivo, we confirm that the conjugate of interest specifically targets the PDAC and not healthy pancreas or other tissues. To go further in our study, we use the KIC mouse model, which develops spontaneously PDAC at the age of 8 weeks and which is characterized by a dense stroma compartment and there controls the KI mice with a healthy pancreas. We have also induced chronic pancreatitis in the KI mice by 12 daily injection of ceruline to obtain a pancreatitis mouse model. 24 and 48 hours after injection of the conjugate, we can see that the fluorescent signal in PDAC is significantly higher than in a healthy pancreas or chronic pancreatitis, meaning that the conjugate specifically discriminates a PDAC from a healthy pancreas or chronic pancreatitis, as demonstrated by the ROC curves on the right. This result was confirmed by the ex vivo imaging, as we can see that the conjugate specifically targets the PDAC and not healthy or inflammatory pancreas or other tissues. Finally, we used a PDAC metastasis liver mouse model. This model was obtained by an intrahepatic injection of PDAC cells in KI mice. Using the fluorescent conjugate, we were able to detect PDAC foci in excised liver from transplanted KI mice. To conclude, we have shown that the LDLR is overexpressed in the primary tumor and metastasis from PDAC, making this receptor a good target to improve the diagnosis and to follow the progression of PDAC by imaging. In this aim, we developed a fluorescent conjugate which can specifically target the pancreatic tumor and not healthy pancreas. We have also shown that this conjugate can discriminate PDAC from chronic pancreatitis, a well-known challenge, and allows the detection of tumoral foci in excised liver. This proof of concept study highlights the powerful potential of LDLR targeting peptides as vehicles for nuclear imaging probes and or drugs, and offers hopeful perspectives both in medical imaging for preoperative diagnosis and in cancer treatments through fluorescence-guided surgery and targeted drug delivery.